Through our discussion of the Tuskegee syphilis experiment, we learned about the historical repetition of injuries to black bodies in the United States, including added vulnerability and difficulty in accessing adequate medical care in today's COVID-19 pandemic. To quote a powerful article by The New Yorker titled The Black Plague, while, quote, thousands of white Americans have died from the virus, the pace at which African Americans are dying has transformed this public health crisis into an object lesson in racial and class inequality, end quote. According to a Reuters report, African Americans are more likely to die of COVID-19 than any other group in the United States. Blacks have a history of vulnerability to premature death, most likely due to the fact that they are poor, more likely to be unemployed, secluded to poor housing, and given inferior health care because of their race. During the time of the coronavirus, these inequalities have been heightened by the government's response to this pandemic. For example, COVID-19 testing is 6 times greater in higher-income neighborhoods than in poorer neighborhoods, and hospitals in these areas are overextended and lacking in necessary equipment. In addition, discrimination against African-American patients has been embedded in healthcare for decades, evident by the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. While black men have greater distrust in doctors and healthcare, researchers also found that there is a preference for white patients by doctors, especially among white physicians. Deep health disparities and racism in our country have been present since the beginning of time, and alongside the Tuskegee syphilis experiment, this current pandemic has revealed the historical repetition of injuries to black bodies in the United States.